was very early on a cold and frosty morning. It wasn't just any old morning. It was Christmas morning. Jack and Jill got dressed in a hurry and ran downstairs to see if Santa had left them any presents. To their dismay, the two stockings hanging beside the fireplace were empty. "Oh, look!" cried Jill. "Santa has forgotten us this year. Perhaps we haven't been good enough to deserve any presents." "Maybe you're right," said Jack. "But whatever the reason, it's too late now. Santa will be on his way back to the North Pole." As they had no presents to open, and no one else in the house was awake, Jack and Jill decided to go up the hill and fetch a pail of water. Being so early in the morning, the sky was still quite dark, and they had to take a lantern with them to light the way. As Jack and Jill got nearer to the top of the hill, they heard a jingling of bells and a stamping of hooves. To their surprise, they saw Santa's sleigh and his faithful reindeer standing by the well. The reindeer were snorting and stamping their hooves impatiently. As Jack and Jill got closer, they could see the shining red nose of Rudolph, Santa's head reindeer. "What are you doing here?" said Jill. "Aren't you supposed to be back at the North Pole?"
"You're right," said Rudolph grumpily.
"But how are we going to get there without Santa at the reins?" "Where is Santa?" asked Jack.
"You may well ask," snorted Rudolph. "We had nearly finished delivering all the toys, and there was only one chimney left for Santa to climb down when this happened."
"What happened?" said Jack and Jill.
"Well," continued Rudolph, "Santa saw what he thought was the last chimney and brought us here to land. Then with his last sack full of presents, he went over to the well and started to climb down."
Jack and Jill laughed.
"It's no laughing matter," said Rudolph angrily. "He climbed down the well and now he's stuck in the bucket and he can't get out." Jack and Jill rushed over to the well. As they got nearer, they could hear Santa's faint cries for help.
"Don't worry," shouted Jack. "We'll soon have you out of there."
They both took hold of the handle, and with a creaking sound, they wound away until a bedraggled-looking Santa appeared at the top of the well.
"Oh, thank you both," said Santa gratefully. "Could you give me a hand with this sack, please?"
Jack and Jill hauled the sack out of the well and stood it on the ground. Then with a great big heave, they pulled Santa out of the old wooden bucket. The reindeer cheered and danced about, making all their bells jingle.
"I expect you thought that I'd missed you this year," said Santa with a grin on his face.
"Well, yes," replied Jack and Jill sheepishly.
"Don't worry," said Santa. "Your chimney was the last one on my list, and after a tiring night's work, I got it all wrong and started climbing down the well by mistake. Anyway, all's well that ends well."
"If you take the sack home, you will find all your presents inside."
"Thank you, Santa," cried Jack and Jill excitedly.
"No, thank you," said Santa. "Without your help, who knows how long I would have been stuck down there."
After thanking them again, Santa climbed aboard his sleigh and with a jingle and a whoosh, he sped off through the sky, waving to Jack and Jill as he went.